Good morning. 6:21 on August 17th. As I walk past a loud, big, noisy diesel truck. Actually, it was just a pickup truck. It was just particularly noisy. So, today's Friday. It is cold. It's chilly out here this morning. It's 50 degrees. I'm loving it. I wish I'd worn a warmer shirt, but that's okay. I'm walking fast to try to build up some heat. Seems to be working so far. My fingers are cold, but the rest of me is doing pretty well. So yeah, yesterday everybody went to work and school. I had the house to myself all day. It was glorious. Got some work done. Got some laundry done. Got some chores done. It was basically a really good day. I'm looking forward to another one today before we fall into the weekend. Afternoon pickup was tedious at best. What should have been a cruise over, pick them up, cruise back, 20 minutes tops, turned out to be almost an hour between going over, waiting for them to finish their after school meetings, then going over to the next school to pick up another one, and waiting for that one for 20 minutes. I was well over an hour and a half before I got back. So that was a long day. A long walk, a long drive for what should have been a 20-minute pickup. Ah, well, that's the problem with the afternoon. So sniff, sniff, snort, snort. Hiking along. August 17th. And a lovely day. Gorgeous day. So it's not supposed to be terribly hot today. Another 75 degree day. So probably going to try to get some caught up on some of the laundry that has been languishing because of the heat. We have a dryer inside, and the last thing we want to be doing is running both the air conditioner and the dryer at the same time. The biggest problem, of course, is that the dryer introduces heat to the house and the air conditioner tries to take it out, and then we have two heavy electrical loads running at the same time, which isn't really such a good idea. So anyway, Friday. What to do today? Today would be a good day to record, assuming everybody leaves. If my wife stays home, it would be a good day to edit. And I got the notes for the gangster, the story for Scott Sigler. They came last night. I haven't really had a chance to look them over too much yet, but I've asked A to stay on my case about this because I really need to get this one done. And they're looking for it later in the year, so there's time. I need to get Zyphirius Call out. God, I need to get this book out of here. It's coming. It's taking longer to edit it into shape and get it ready for print than it took, I think, to write it. Kind of silly. But that's the way it works sometimes. I haven't heard from Ryden yet about Captain Share either. And we're getting down to 2 weeks away from September 1st. So I'm kind of suspecting that what's going to happen is that they're going to miss that deadline, in spite of assurances at the end of August, the end of July, that no, of course we're going to make it, we'll be fine. Okay, well, we'll see. We'll see, we'll see. I snort, sniff. So at a 17 minute first mile, 17 and a half mile minute, something like that. That was good, we liked that. I don't think I'm going to get a 17 minute second mile, but that's all right. If I keep them under 19, that's really where I need to be in terms of effort, cardio, etc. And apparently the new earbud arrangement is working out fine. The clip is pretty solid. It's working quite nicely in terms of my sense of security with it, in terms of how well it sits there and how well it does what it needs to do, which is hold that thing without shaking or bumping or rattling. Seems to be working out fine. Oh, stories from my youth. I'm kind of sorting through these, trying to figure out which ones are ones that I'm comfortable telling. There are several that I'm not. Which ones aren't going to impugn someone else's character, because that would be poor. Anyway, new stories I have to write. Got a new gangster story. Oh, and I was supposed to write one for John Moreau called for his Walk in the Fire anthology. I have to confess, I haven't even actually looked at the contract yet. Probably overdue on signing it. Although he's sent three copies, three different versions of it, as people have found things in the contract that they didn't like. He's trying to make it as clean as possible and as simple as possible, and those two things are not necessarily comfortable working together. So there's that. Make the long roll eastward here. It's cold, it's a little chilly still. I'm sweating underneath my shirt, so it's just as well I didn't wear a bigger one. It's another one of those haze in the distance days where all around there's haze. It looks like it's clouds in the distance, but I think it's haze because it looks the same no matter which direction you look in. Including back towards the mountains. So, yeah, I think it's haze, ground haze. It's rare for it to be humid here, but it is humid at the moment. The humidity does shift quite a lot, but an average day, if you get 10% humidity here, that's a pretty wet day. I have a hydrometer in the house that measures ambient humidity. It usually measures L for too low to measure. Hiking along. So, let's see. I'm trying to think of, I haven't really read too much. I'm trying to think of stuff that I've read on the internet that might have incited me to some sort of thought. And the truth is, I'm getting kind of tired of reading the same old crap about publishing all the time. It's like, indies suck, or indies are great. Yeah, maybe. I didn't see the Business Rush yesterday. I don't know that I know what she had to say. I think it actually was about deal breakers again. More deal breakers on contracts. Contracts are such funny things. And the thing is, the publisher has to offer me quite a lot for me to get them to sign me a contract. And for most of them, quite honestly, they can't afford it. That's because their economy of scale is working against them. That they have so much scale that they have to support, that there's very little economy. And they frankly don't impress me with their ability to sell books. Michael Sullivan says he's selling a lot of books and paper, making something like $10,000 a month in royalties. Which means he's selling $100,000 a month in books, which is, what, 10,000 books worldwide per month? Yeah, buck a book, that's about right. The problem with that, and the thing to remember about that, is that he has Orbit, one of the largest publishing companies in the world, backing him. And he's selling as many units as he sold with Ryden, 10,000 a month. That's across all his books. That's across all venues. He's selling perhaps a little bit more than he was selling with Ryden, but not a lot. And he's making basically a buck a book for his royalty. Now with Ryden, he's about making four, three, something like that. So, yeah, he's getting by. He's making a living, but he's not making what he could have been making if he had stayed with Ryden. He also wouldn't have reached as many people. He wouldn't be eligible for some of the prizes, all the rest of that stuff that goes along with it. But he's never going to get those books back. Hachette or Orbit, one of them, keep those books forever. So he's basically written off his first six books. He says he has three more ready to go this fall, as soon as his do not compete clause runs out with Orbit. He's been busily hammering them out in the meantime. I hope it has, for his sake. And I suspect that Ryden will publish those. Of course, I don't know what kind of terms he has on his contract for future work. Right of first refusal is pretty common. And the problem with that is that unless the right of first refusal comes with a time frame, it'd be really easy for Orbit to get his next three books and sit on them for a year, failing to execute one way or the other their right of first refusal, waiting to see how well his other books do, then offer him some deal. And the question, of course, is how much leverage he'll have to negotiate the second deal. I don't know. I'm happy for him. He's got what he wanted out of it, which was the recognition. I could do with a lot less recognition as long as there's money. I guess it's the pragmatic New Englander in me that says, getting paid is probably better than being well known. If I have to choose between being well known and being paid, I think we're going to pick being paid. Of course, at the moment he's being both, so can't fault his reasoning. Here we are, coming across the end of the park. Fall is definitely in the air. Oh, I even see a tree that's turning a little yellow. I think that's turning yellow and not something like yellow sun shining through a cloud. I think it's turning yellow. Won't be long now. Oh yeah, big golden sun up this morning. Gorgeous. Just gorgeous. Cross the final street. Walk up to the back gate. Which is my cue to say, oh, 18 minutes, wow, 13 seconds. That was fast. Tomorrow is another day, and I'll talk to you then.